We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus. We're recording here from the wonderful High Falls in Rochester, New York. I love being downtown. The spring is finally here. It's been cold. It has definitely lingered. There's a chance of a frost the other day, and it is almost June. So I definitely am happy that the sun's out and I get a chance to walk around. Went for a nice 4-mile walk today around the city, and it definitely made me happy to get out there. I also got out a bit last weekend. Was Memorial Day, so I took some days off. My doctor decided to tell me to get out. He's like, you need to get outside, go for a walk, get healthy, get some fresh air. So I did that. I was up in the Catskills. I took the time to go do a little photography of some vernal pools. Vernal pools are those kind of wetland areas that turn into kind of ponds of sorts, little tiny puddles in woods in the spring and fall. And that's where all like amphibians and kind of cool things kind of pop up. And that's what allows those fun little creatures to exist out in the world. Now, the cool thing is I did a bit of salamander and newt studies, which is funny because I also did a bunch of that recently for the Lilac Festival, where I did a bunch of art. I actually did some drawings of salamanders and newts and all sorts of stuff and hid them around. People had a blast. So it was neat to be in the woods where those animals were. I was taking pictures of them. It was a fun time. Hung out with some friends. It was much needed. So I hope everyone is also having some chance to relax if they can. I know it's been kind of chaotic. The world's been crazy. The news is rough, and I am worried about way too many things, so I'm trying to take those moments and set stuff aside. Take some time for myself. It's a big thing. So I want to send a thank you to all you amazing people who have been sending in awesome factoids to the Factoid Hotline. I have a Factoid Hotline. If you guys are first-time listeners, it is a number where you can text, you can leave a voicemail. I love a good voicemail. Getting a lot of text messages of facts, and I got a bunch in on a very specific thing, and I cannot say how much of a deep dive I did on this topic. So if you want to send in a factoid for me, for the Mind of Magnus, to help expand my mind, the number is 585-310-2473. Send a message, send a text. It doesn't cost you a thing. Send along. But I want to talk about this random fact that three people sent in. The one that sent in the most, Dan, I want to thank you for this. And here we go. So Dan writes in saying that he got a kick out of my alien lighthouse theory. And he goes, I have something that will blow your mind for how space works. There's a thing, and I may say it wrong. I'm going to say it right now. It is the Biotes Void, B-O-O-T-E-S. The second O has an umlaut over it, and the umlauts usually make that kind of the vowel sound like it looks. So B-O-O, so Biotes Void. Dan writes in, he goes, this is a thing that blows my mind. I don't understand. It seems ominous, and it seems something that, if you told me it was because of a mad scientist destroying a portion of the universe, I would believe it. But the Biotes Void is a vast, roughly spherical region of space in the vicinity of the constellation called Biotes. Dan writes that this is what we call a super void. It is one of the largest voids in our observable universe, and it spans 330 million light years and roughly 700 million light years away from Earth. So this is a spherical shape void in the fabric of our universe. When looking at these photos, it is jarring to see something that looks like someone just ice cream scooped out pretty much the entire portion of that part of the universe. It is jarring. So, Dan, thank you for sending this along, because I went down one heck of a solid deep dive into this one here. It has radius of 62 megaparsecs, so 330 million light years. It takes 330 million light years for things to hit you if you're in there. That's jarring. So instead of having like thousands and thousands of galaxies you expect for this region to have, for what we see, it has about 60 galaxies. And these galaxies are primarily found in the tube-shaped region within this void. So there's a little swath inside this giant hole in space where somehow 60 galaxies are kind of just holding in there. Just this very like tube shape inside there. It was discovered in 1981 by astronomers, obviously. And they're trying to figure out what's going on here. So scientists are still trying to understand how this large empty region of space formed, especially considering the universe's age and the ongoing process of galaxy formation. This shouldn't be a giant hole. This should not be this void in space here. It's such a weird void that if you were in the center of the void looking out, you would not be able to see anything. It is 330 million light years. It is beyond the visual, like the dots of stars, there's nothing to be found. So it is if you were in this thing, you were in a void. You're in a complete, absolute void. And this is abject terror. So Ben also wrote in. Ben wrote in, must have been something was shared out that talked about this, because I got a few messages specifically about this void. So this void is kind of just like a little punch taken out of the kind of the cosmic web that we see, the network of filaments that you've seen in science classes and photos and stuff. That it was Ben's message to the Factoid hotline, which just read as followed: Magnus, here's nightmare for you. A void in space. Did something take it? Did a monster eat it? I like how he says this one here. Or is this part of a Cthulhuan horror where space is just falling out? There's just a void. Nothingness is being swallowed up. The great nothing. So, Ben, thank you for the poetic thing. I love this. But thank you for this, because I decided to go down a deep dive why there is a hole in this void of the universe. There's a lot of possible theories for it, and these are a little more creative theories. So I'm going to share some of those, because I love sharing fun creative theories. One, obviously, the theory is that it's just the nature of the evolution of, since the Big Bang went out, it was kind of a low density area, and just as it expands, it just keeps pushing the cell that way. It just keeps going further and further and further and further out. But in the listing of bizarre, cool, weird theories, I found this on Reddit. And again, I don't know the source from this aside from a Reddit post, but the theory here is kind of more jarring, that this might be a sign of what happens if two universes collide or just simply touch, that our bubble of our universe got close or had a thin point where another part of another universe pressed into ours. Now, the crazy thing is that the density around the void isn't like the contents were all shoved outwards. It's not like the everything you should see inside the 33 million light year size hole is all pushed to the side. That 62 megaparsecs of space just seems to be not there. So this theory goes that perhaps the hole we're seeing is where two parts of universes overlapped and they may have annihilated each other. And again, this is just a fun, creative, interesting theory. But the guy, the poster who said this, and I the name escapes me right now. The poster talking about that the tube-shaped region that still has the 60 galaxies is like if you shoot something into a target, the splashback, like that little drip from a water droplet hitting the water, that bloop coming back out. That 60 galaxies, that little tube-like structure, is the galaxy, the reflect, the ripple, the little splunk in the middle coming back out of the crashing of universes. So I have to say, having a mad science fiction spin on a giant void we will never understand probably does offer that little creative spark that I truly love, where someone decided, like, you know what? There's an abject horror hole in space that is larger than our mind can comprehend, and we don't know what caused it, but it may have been some sort of mass extinction event caused by a mad scientist, an angry god, or just universes collapsing in themselves. And of course, it could simply be some sort of beyond our understanding black hole, but the items that are around the outside of it aren't being pulled in like it's a black hole. It just seems to be a void. So that's an awesome fact. And it came in from you guys, and why I love getting awesome facts from you guys. So thank you to Dan, to Ben. We had Shannon, who's in there's a direct link in to the BBC Sky at Night magazine talking about this. So the mysterious hole in our universe. So thank you for that article. But I love when somehow over a course of a few weeks, the same fact comes into me. So whatever's happening, people are seeing these facts. I'm like, you know what? I got to send that to Magnus. And I adore you guys for doing such things. So this is going to be a short little episode. I want to get a few more of these out. I'm trying to get, if I can't interview someone, I'm going to do a quick little factoid. And I want to send the stuff that people are sending in. So I'm also sending a request out. If you want to be a guest, someone who wants to be a guest, or someone you think I should reach out to be a guest, let me know. I am going to be a guest on a handful of shows coming up. I was interviewed for a few things for the Lalek Festival that was supposed to be shared through the socials here. And I will be having some really wonderful guests coming up, one of which I'm looking forward to is actually a host of one of my favorite shows, which I'll be announcing shortly. I'll probably mention it a bit on my Patreon, who I'm going to be coming up, because I'm going to be asking for questions, which I love doing. I love getting advice and questions and things to talk about for my future guests, because my Patreon backers are awesome, amazing people who just, I don't know, make me smile. So if you want to be a Patreon backer, go to my socials. There's a link tree somewhere talking where my Patreon is. You can just follow me. You don't have to pay for anything. You'll find out random stuff that way. There is like low level tiers for a dollar or two. I have higher level tiers that those go into helping more of my art creation, hiding art around, which I'm going to be doing. I'm actually super excited. I just had the release of the Visit Rochester new book that just came out. I have a full page in there, and inside that, there's some drawings, some cool factoids, some activity page for people to have fun with. But one of the things I really got a kick out of is that in my drawing of downtown Rochester, there is clues in there for finding some art. So leave it at that. I'll send some more. I'll share some more. It'll be on my socials, on Magnus Apollo on Instagram and everything else. But thanks for following. Thanks for joining me here. I just want to say thank you, guys. You're amazing. And I'm going to let Matt see us on out. See you, guys.
Do you have a crazy story, odd factoid, or want to share something you think will help expand the mind of Magnus? Let us know. Call our voicemail, 585-310-2473. Visit mindofmagnus.com or message us on social media at Magnus Apollo.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
The Level Up Coffee Podcast is now dialed in.
We love coffee and stay connected to every development in the industry, both here in Rochester and worldwide, to bring you our unique perspective on the ever-changing world of coffee.
We're doing regular tastings, reporting on our travels, and trying to hold back tirades about the forces that make the coffee supply chain a neo-colonial mess. Join us on the Lunchador Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts, and stay
dialed in.